This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky appeared before the UN Security Council in New York on Wednesday for the first time since Russia's invasion to gain support for his country and accused Russia of carrying out a criminal and unprovoked aggression that shatters the norms of war and the United Nations Charter. VOA's Alexis Stroop reports.
Ukraine's president is accusing Russia of undermining all norms of war and the United Nations Charter. The allegation was aired Wednesday at a meeting of the UN Security Council. President Volodymyr Zelensky told the council that his proposal to end the 19-month war starts with adherence to the charter that ensures the sovereignty and territorial integrity of all 193 UN member nations. Zelensky also urged world leaders to strip Russia of its veto power. He stressed that restoration of all Ukrainian territory is the key to peace. Before the meeting started, there was intense speculation about whether Zelensky and Russia's top diplomat, Sergei Lavrov, would clash, speak, or totally avoid each other. But no confrontation happened because Zelensky left the council soon after his address. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Officials of both sides of the Azerbaijan-Armenian forces have reached a ceasefire agreement in 2 days of fighting. We get more from the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The agreement was announced by the region's Armenian authorities and confirmed by the Azerbaijani military. The truce will go into effect at 1 p.m. local time, or 9 GMT on Wednesday. The agreement was reached through negotiations with the Russian peacekeeping contingent in the region. The deal includes the withdrawal of Armenian military units and equipment from Nagorno-Karabakh and disarming the local defense forces. Further talks between the two sides are scheduled for Thursday.